Praise the Lord. I consider this as a privilege to speak from the Word of God. And it's a great responsibility also. I heard a story like this. Once a preacher came to preach. And he said, I had to completely depend on Holy Spirit today. Then he said, I forgot my notes. So I have my notes, but I still like to depend on Holy Spirit this morning. My subject is about the portrait of Jesus Christ. Well, when I say that, some of you may thinking that I will be speaking from Genesis to Revelation. And somewhat it may be true. Jesus Christ is from Genesis to Revelation. But I am going to stick with my point, which is the glorified Jesus Christ. In order to get there, I'd like to mention a few things about the pre-incarnate picture of the God and the incarnate picture of the Jesus Christ. I will be reading Revelation chapter 1 verses 12 to 20. When we think about the Jesus Christ, what picture come to our mind? One of the famous picture was done by Leonardo Da Vinci. I think I pronounced it right. He painted Jesus as a reddish brown hair and blue eye person. There are so many pictures out there. They are all from the imagination of an artist. No matter who draw the picture, it is only an incomplete display of his glory. Looking at God's creation, we can imagine how God looked like. Psalms 19:1 said, Heaven declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. There is no physical description of Jesus Christ in the Bible. It wasn't necessary. But there are many non-physical descriptions of Jesus Christ, such as he is the light of the world, spotless Lamb of God, a good shepherd, image of an invisible God. The list go on. A young Indian girl named Prina lived in an orphanage of a missionary, received a gift from abroad. She opened the box and she pulled out a picture. And she asked, whose picture is this? And she was told, this is the picture of Jesus Christ. Then she started crying. And she said, I thought Jesus Christ is more beautiful than this picture. This is probably true about us too. We also have a picture in our mind, but truly Jesus Christ is far more beautiful than what we think. Before we start reading, let me point out a few important things about the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is all about the manifestation, coming, and the appearing of Jesus Christ. As Christians, this book is very important to us. 8 times in the book says, those who have ear, let him hear. Those who have ear, let him hear, repeatedly saying 8 times in this book. And there are 7 promises in the book of Revelation. which we can call them as the seven Beatitudes in Revelation. I just want to touch base with one, which is on Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written in it. Blessed is the one who reads from these words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and take it to her heart. So this is going to be a blessing for all of us. I will be blessed because I am reading from this book, and you will be blessed because you are hearing the words and take it to your heart. And I just want to read verses 9 to 11, Revelation chapter 1, verse 9 to 11, which give us a background of this message. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance and endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, Apostle John was exiled to the island of Patmos. Verse 10, on the Lord's day, John was in the Spirit, and he heard a loud voice saying, write on a scroll that what you see and send it to the seven churches. Before we look at the glorified picture of God, let me tell you a few things about the pre-incarnate picture of the Jesus Christ. Song of Songs, chapter 5, verses 10 to 15. Read like this. My beloved is white as ruddy and chief among 10,000. His head is like a finest gold. His hair is wavy. His eyes are like doves. His cheeks are like a bed of spices, and his lips are like lilies. His hands are rods of gold. His legs are pillars of marble, and his mouth is sweet. This is my beloved. Here we see an incarnate picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me show you the incarnate picture of Jesus Christ, which we see in the Gospels. 2 Corinthians 5:21, we read a sinless Jesus Christ, gentle and meek. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17, we read like this, merciful God. Philippians 2, 8, humble God. Isaiah 9, verse 6, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, loving God, and pardoning God. This is few examples of our Lord Jesus Christ, incarnate picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I just like to move on to my main point, which is the glorified Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, verse 7. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierce him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. John painted an awesome picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I like to read verses 12 to 16. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. John began his painting with the clothing. Among the lampstand, someone like the Son of Man, dressed in a white robe reaching down to his feet, and with the golden sash around his chest. What is this white robe and the golden sash? Isaiah chapter 11 verse 5 reads like this. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his feet. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14. Truth buckled around your waist, and the breastplate of righteousness. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. Train of his robe filled the temple. Robe shows the majesty of the Lord. Psalms 91:3. Lord clothed with majesty. Isaiah 59:17. Righteousness as his breastplate. The robe and the golden sash speaks about the righteousness and faithfulness of God. A chest once pierced is covered with righteousness, faithfulness, and majesty. What a beautiful picture. Let's move on to the next one. Head and hair, verses 14. His head and hair were like a wool as white as snow. A character of God. A great honor. A great respect. Wisdom and justness. Joe was talking this morning about the horse, the white horse. The white is showing the holiness of God. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins are like crimson, they shall be like wool. The white as wool and the white as snow shows the absolute holiness of God. We saw the golden sash speaks about the righteousness and faithfulness of God. Here we see the white, the as wool as white as snow shows the absolute holiness of God. Once the head covered with the thorns is now shows absolute holiness. Next we see the Christ's eye, Revelation 1:14. Like a flame of fire. No one can escape from the eyes, the one who come to judge. Penetrate into the depth of the soul. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13, we read like this. Everything is uncovered and bare before the eyes of the Lord. Everything is open to the eyes of the Lord. Once the eyes filled with the tears is now on fire. Let's move on to the next one, the Christ's feet, verses 15. Like a fine brass refined in furnace. I checked out the brass, how they make brass. Copper and zinc prepared in high heat to make a brass. They both melt in 2 different temperatures. When they mix together, that comes the brass. The brass shows us it's going through extreme heat, and it is very unpurified. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 25. He must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The brass bring the judgment. There is strong indication in the Bible that the brass speak about the judgment. Once this feet bring good news to this world. Romans chapter 10 verse 15. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Isaiah 52 verse 7. How beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim salvation. The feet once carried the gospel is now bring righteous judgment to those who rejected him. The feet once brought mercy to this world. Now, mercy and good news to this world now bring judgment. Let's move on to the sound. Verses 15. This is my favorite one. The sound of his voice like the sound of many waters. We all like to go to beach. I try to go to beach at least once a year. And this year I went two times. Once in Fort Lauderdale Beach, and the other one was Ocean City, Maryland. Every time I go to the beach, I looked at the sea, and I was always amazed about God. Does anybody think about that rather than enjoying the beach? It is so powerful, so deep, so beautiful. Who made this? It has to be God. It is amazing to be in an ocean. It's so powerful. The deepest part of the ocean is about 36,000 feet. And the average depth is about 15,000 feet. 36,000 feet is like 6 miles. Is from here to Justin's house. Maybe more. The plane flew on the altitude of 35,000 feet. So can you imagine how deep is the sea is? It is marvelous. It is beautiful. The voice of the Lord is powerful and majestic. Psalms 29 verse 4. John chapter 5 verse 28. When he comes again, all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. And I was thinking, there are a lot of smart people in the grave. And they may be thinking that they may not hear when the Lord comes. They may not know when the Lord comes. But it is not true. Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 30. This is the voice of power and authority that shall roar from on high upon his habitation. Ezekiel 43 verse 2. His voice was like the roar of rushing waters, and the land was radiant with his glory. John chapter 5, I just read verse 28. When he comes again, all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Everybody in the grave will hear his voice. An awesome sound ever heard in the universe. To an unbeliever, it will be a voice of judgment. Let's move on to the mouth. Verse 16. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, an instrument of warfare, which is the word of God. Penetrate into the hearts and soul. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Piercing through the soul and the spirit, joints and marrow, and judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Sword of the Spirit to fight enemies. His sword is the word of God, and the word of God will judge the whole world. Let's move on to the next one, the hand. Verses 16. In his right hand he held 7 stars. The right hand shows lordship and authority. Can you picture in your mind that Lord's right hand holding 7 stars in his right hand? And the 7 stars is a mystery. It is on verses 20. The mystery of the 7 stars that you saw in my right hand and of the 7 golden lampstands is this. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches, and the 7 lampstands are the 7 churches. The mystery of the 7 stars, the 7 lampstands are the 7 churches. And the 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches. Sovereign God holding 7 angels representing 7 churches of this or in his hand. The 7 angels representing all the churches in the universe. What a picture is that, the mighty God holding his people in his right hand. Let's move on to the next one. Verse 16. The face. The face is the central feature of a person. His countenance was like the sun shining its strength. Everything fades in the lights of its brilliance. 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 8. Destroys the wicked with the brightness of his coming. His countenance was so powerful and unimaginable. Matthew chapter 17 verse 2 says, his face shines as the sun. The picture we saw so far is not the Jesus Christ we know. Just like the little girl, be thinking Jesus Christ is more beautiful. John's description of the glorified Christ may not be the same as we think of Jesus Christ. He doesn't look like a lamb taken to the slaughter. He doesn't look like a Jesus hanging on the cross. He doesn't look like a Jesus crying at the tomb of Lazarus. He is a God coming to judge the world. This is pretty scary. So what happened to John? Verse 17 and 18. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of the death and the Hades. When John saw him, he fell at his feet as dead. Then what happened? But he laid his right hand on me, saying me to not be afraid. A loving and a caring voice. Do not be afraid. The same right hand which was holding on him is on us this morning. On all his people, the same right hand which was holding all his people on our shoulder today and telling us that do not be afraid. The right hand is on our shoulder. The right hand which bring power and judgment is also a hand of comfort. There are three reasons not to be afraid. Verses 17 and 18. Number one, I am the first and the last. Only one God. No one before me. And no one after me. He is in control. The second reason, I am the living one. I was dead. Behold, I am alive. He overcome death. That's our hope today. We will also live forever. The third one. Christ has the key for the death and the hell. Means he have full authority over death and hell. Our Savior is indescribable, beyond our words and imagination. He is our Lord. Anyone who believes in Jesus Christ need not be afraid. The future is in his hand. Anyone who don't believe in Jesus Christ, this may be the time to know him. May his name be glorified. Shall we pray? Our gracious, heavenly, loving Father, thank you for speaking to us, Lord, your glory. Thank you for showing you are a merciful God. At the same time, you are a God come to judge this world, Lord. Lord, help us to go home with a new attitude. Help us to know your glory more and more every day, Lord. Be with us as we depart now, Lord, until we see each other again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.